Thursday, December 30th. President had me over this morning for a couple hours, general discussion schedule and sort of odds and ends. He confirmed the plans for Pat on Africa and wants to go ahead with some schedule himself in California. We changed the Japanese schedule to drop the Annenberg golf game since the Japanese don't want to do that. Instead, the president will give a luncheon at his house. He decided he doesn't want Eaton for ambassador to Japan and wants Rogers to handle it discreetly and drop him on the basis that there'd be too much heat. He said to tell Flanagan to consider John McCone as an alternative to Rudy Peterson on it. We got into a thing where he wants to be sure that the new pictures that Ollie Atkins has taken get distributed now as the official photo on a maximum basis. He wants Schultz to push hard on getting a woman on the CIA in the third post. The other item was that late this afternoon, Henry came over to talk to me. He says he's going through a period of very deep thinking and serious evaluation as to what his position is and how he's going to go at things. He feels that the president has lost confidence in him and that he's being maneuvered by the president in the same way that the president maneuvers Rogers and others. And this worries him. He wanted to talk through the whole problem with me. I told him I didn't feel there was any question of loss of confidence, that there was a problem on the president's part in knowing how to deal with the personal battle between Kissinger and Rogers, and that that would always exist as long as the battle existed. Obviously very uptight. He admitted that he was egotistical and nervous and all that, but also said that he felt he was of great value to the president and that he wouldn't tolerate the kind of battle he'd been fighting, that maybe he would just move to a very low-key position and do the best he could there. But he then tossed in the thing of his being essential to the China trip and so on. I didn't say much. I let him talk through his concerns at this point, as apparently he and Ehrlichman did on Christmas Eve. I told him that I thought we ought to talk about it some more out in San Clemente when we had more time, and that's what we'll do. End of December 30th.